Welcome in on this Thursday afternoon. Another Gwen and Chris coming your way. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Sello, Matthew Scravey. New open. I don't know if you heard it.
He always makes a new open when he wins the Fantabulous Sports Game Show. Anything to make himself look better.
Did Chris wake up and say, I'm just going to make fun of Scravey?
Who started it, Tony?
I think Chris came in.
Who fired the first shot?
It was certainly Scravey.
It was
There's
not no question. Me. No question. I came Scravey. In and said, hey, what's happening? And he just went right in.
That's not
and
what
so,
happened.
Oh, that's I mean, exactly what
typically
happened.
Typically, that's how it goes, Scravey. Chris walks in, and you got a little side comment or one of them little side pokes.
Yeah.
And usually, he just ignores you.
It cost you this time.
Today, he had time.
It cost you.
Well, now he's just making fun of my family. He's making fun of my dog. He's making fun of everything.
How did I make fun of your dog?
Dear to me.
When did that happen?
None of that happened, Scravey. You literally just made that up on the fly.
You might be right.
More than right.
Chris says,
what we got today? Mets Dodgers last night turned into a little bit of a laugher.
Did you see that ball?
Which one?
Well, I didn't see it. I mean, the one that's up, that's still flying out of
Ohtani's. Yeah,
New York. What a shot!
I think it's pretty simple. Face him with no one on.
Yeah,
if you're facing him with somebody
incredible?
On, he's going to get you.
17 out of 20.
That's ridiculous.
With runners on base, that's .850 batting average, not slugging. Batting average.
Eddie has not a hit with no one on.
No one on. No Over. Hits. Yeah, that's been crazy, and you know, I'd rather be lucky than good if you're Dave Roberts, because Dave Roberts, as far as I can tell, had no intentions of playing Kike Hernandez in the playoffs. He didn't start him the first three games of the series against the Padres, but because Miguel Rojas got hurt and they moved Tommy Edman to shortstop, they've lucked out. Kike Hernandez continues his postseason bashing, and the Dodgers are changing the game of baseball for the worse, because everyone's going to look at what they're doing, Tony. They may win it all, and it's all about the bullpen nights, game after game after game. Walker Buehler was really, really good, but Dave Roberts had no intention of letting him face that Met lineup for a third time. And as it turned out, he was 100% right in doing so. I mean, five shutout innings from the Dodger bullpen again. How about the Dodgers have pitched four shutouts in the last five games? Come on.
Yeah.
It's crazy right now.
I don't know if this isn't where the Dodgers want it to be. This is kind of out of necessity. But it may not matter, because if Walker Buehler's going to throw the ball like he did yesterday, they ain't going to have to lean on the bullpen too many more times. There's just another starter that you have added in there that can get you some.
Is
length.
Is he the most amped up starter?
He's
maybe
always,
I've ever seen.
He's always been that way.
When he struck out Francisco Lindor last night with the bases loaded, I don't know what he yelled, but it was long.
It was long. It lasted from like the
he
mound.
Covered a few people in that whatever conversation he was having with whoever he was having it with.
I know what he yelled. He was like, "I'm so thankful that I struck you out, sir."
Is that what John Boy posted
yes,
on his site?
Posted, yes,
yeah,
right.
I find that hard to believe. But yeah, Dodgers, Yankees, get ready for it. Right? It's a fait accompli. I mean, this baseball season is going to end horribly for all of us, because we're going to have to watch two teams that nobody likes outside of the Bronx and Los Angeles. I mean, these are the two teams we all love to hate more than any other teams, the two evil empires, one on the East Coast, one on the West Coast. But I don't see any way around it. I mean, the Guardians and Yankees are about to start Game 3 in Cleveland. Maybe the Guardians will remember how to play baseball when they get in their home stadium and give the Yankees a run for their money. But I think the magic of the Mets, the problem is the magic of the Mets requires seventh, eighth inning, ninth inning comebacks. And right now the Dodger bullpen's just not giving anybody anything.
The Dodgers are better. I mean, just like if the Padres had advanced, the Padres would have a better
agreed.
Team.
Agreed.
And right now it's playing out exactly, you know, what it would look like on paper. I'll push back on one thing you say, Chris. I think, and I know this because he mentioned it, I think one of the first pressers, that he had to try to figure out a way to get Kike in there.
Oh, he did mention that.
He mentioned it early.
All right.
you know, it still took Miguel Rojas getting hurt before they found that spot for him. And, you know, quite frankly, he's been a savior for their offense.
No, he's they had no offense in that game last night until he hit that home run. They had two runs on the board that because the Mets played fast and loose with the baseball.
Yeah, for sure.
And that was in an inning where Tyrone Taylor made one of the greatest catches really in postseason history. It'll never be remembered because they lost the game and they're going to lose the series. But that was an unbelievable.
Like,
what you think? It's you think the Mets are going to win?
Their magic has not run out yet because they won Game Two. I'm hopeful that they can win Game Four. I'm hopeful. Freddie Freeman out of the lineup for the Dodgers. Hopeful, guys.
Yeah. Okay. Well. And then we'll get a Mets-Yankees, and that'll almost be just as bad.
Wait, so. Freddie Freeman out of the lineup? He's not going to play next game?
It says Freddie Freeman out of Game 4 lineup.
See, they got a 2-1 lead. They can afford to let him try to... Because that ankle's still... Quite frankly,
it doesn't even look like he can walk at all.
It's amazing that he's even out there.
You got to get... I mean, and he's picking up ground balls, unlike Pete Alonso, who's swimming in dirt over there. Trying to come up with ground balls. Pete Alonso looks like a polar bear trying to get those ground balls. That's why they call him the polar bear,
my
right?
My guy is consistently swimming in dirt.
He's just like dives face first in there and doesn't ever pull the ball out of there with him.
It's like
that's
a pig pen over there at first base.
That's a problem. But
swapping around in dirt.
Yeah. Well, the one thing that I guess the Padres can... you know, feather in their cap. It was reported that the Game 5 was the highest viewed baseball game ever in Japan. So I guess we get that going for us.
Oh.
The matchup between Otani and Yamamoto.
Yeah. I think we all know why the Dodgers are going to the World Series, guys. They want that Japan audience to be watching every single World Series game.
You know what? Are you going to say anything like this the year the Padres win it all? Are you going to say that it was just that baseball let them? Because I don't think it's fair. Well, I don't think it's fair to continue insinuating that everything is just set up ahead of time. Why do we even watch these games?
Can you imagine?
I didn't say I'm a Dodger fan. I'm a fan of sports and the competition. And I get tired of people just every time their team loses a game saying that it was just predetermined.
Can you imagine the MLB walking in like the Secret Service into the Padres locker room before after they took the 2-1 lead, standing?
You
in the
guys
got to
stop this.
Listen,
we got a problem.
Had a great year.
We got a problem.
We're going to need you to stand down.
We got a problem. Some of it would make sense if the Dodgers and the Yankees were in the thing every year. They're not. Last year, baseball was asleep at the switch. They let Texas and Arizona get in the final.
They didn't see that one coming.
And then they let the Astros, the cheatingest team in the history of the sport, get into the World Series 3 times in 5 years.
Why do you think there's not many punishments?
All right. You know what? You're right. Why am I even bothering?
Have it, buddy.
Why am I bothering?
I know it wasn't fixed. It's just fun because it does line up to be a perfect World Series for Major League Baseball.
But it does, but it hasn't happened since 1981. That's 43 years that Major League Baseball has somehow been kind enough to allow other teams to play in the World Series other than Dodgers versus Yankees.
So kind.
Shohei Ohtani was on the Angels for his entire career. They couldn't figure out a way to get him in. So that's why now that he's on a team that's actually in the playoffs, they can force it through.
They had Shohei Ohtani and Mike Trout, two of the biggest stars in the sport, and they couldn't cheat enough to help them, right?
Well, Mike Trout is always hurt. So.
All right. Well, everything is just... Well, what?
I should take all this back because I've been telling people for 2 straight days on the Scraby Show that there is no conspiracy.
Yeah,
I'm just messing around. There is no conspiracy.
Like, kind of pretty fresh news. Tony Bennett, Virginia basketball coach, suddenly retires today.
Oh.
Yeah, he'll announce why, I guess, tomorrow. There's a conference tomorrow. But Tony Bennett is retiring effective immediately, the school announced Thursday.
Just called it a career.
Yeah. 364-136 record at Virginia.
He's got two of the most bipolar results in the history of the NCAA tournament,
that
right?
The truth, right?
He lost
first-round exit,
Maryland, Baltimore County.
First seed ever. Yeah.
Number one seed to lose. And then the very next year, they won it all.
He redid it. He got it all. Yeah.
So I guess he would probably take that.
Not much going on in sports. WNBA, we told you guys to tune in to that game.
You should have. It was a hell of a game.
It was a heck of a ball game. New York Liberty winning.
Ionescu shot.
On a last shot. On
that
a
was
last
a Caitlin Clark. Shot, that was a Caitlin Clark logo
Sabrina
shot.
Ionescu.
Yeah, three-pointer at the with 1 second left.
It was logo distance.
Yes, it was. That was a cold-blooded three. That was a great game. Breonna Stewart was, fantastic. I think she scored 30, had 11 boards, blocked 5 shots. She proved that she's one of the best players in the world. That was a great game. Yeah. Two of the three games have been right down to the very last second. One went to overtime, and then the game last night. It's been fun to watch these ladies play. And I did tune in last night. I enjoyed that. But, look, I mean, there's not a lot you can say when you just got bounced by the Dodgers, and they're on a roll toward the World Series.
So. Something going on right now. It's always fun to try.
Juan
to watch.
Juan Soto wasn't set, and he's mad.
Juan Soto was. Wait,
he wasn't set by his 8 seconds, and so they gave him an automatic strike.
Oh, he got a strike. Okay.
And he's arguing it. And
all right, well, if he argues it some more, they'll give him another strike.
Well, they're
right?
meeting about it, so clearly somebody messed up. Because they would, trust me, if they don't mess around with the clock.
One strike.
He would give him one.
Aaron Boone's happy with the decision.
Even when things go in his favor.
He just bloody murder over there.
It's funny,
Aaron, it's one strike.
When it gets
Relax.
Like this, it's actually fun to watch a baseball game with no sound.
Yeah.
Like you just get
You can make it up yourself.
Why is Alex...
Oh, I don't have to make that up. What the bleep, 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 bleep was that about? Just said Aaron Boone. Not said, yelled Aaron Boone.
I mean... they've played all season long, and now Juan Soto's like angry about the rules? Come on, bro.
Well,
you just a Juan Soto hater. Stop it.
It's
the only thing that Scraby and I agree with. We're Juan Soto dislikers. I'm not going to say hater.
All right, let's get the break.
Hater.
As we said, not much popping off today, but we're going to make it work with you to 4:30 Thursday Night Football. Follows the show around 4. We got a hard out of 4:26:25.
All right. Set your
4:27:30.
There you go.
All right.
Eric Hosmer has a pretty interesting theory about the Dodgers and their pursuit of more talent. Plus, we'll have some Aztec updates for you. The Mountain West Conference,
Media Day today.
We'll get you some of that, get you caught up with that as well. More Gwen and Chris on the other side. Let's have fun.
Sports, stay for the fights between Scraby and myself. I think it's going to be ongoing all day long because he's really under my skin
he's
so far today.
He's needling today.
And literally did nothing.
And he's just continuing to
the
do
needler.
It.
The needler.
Yes, he is.
Well,
so.
Can we please?
You're going to take a beating because I'm going to beat you badly in
beat
this war
now,
of the words.
Son.
Oh, I usually
can
do.
Can someone clip that and send it to the police when I don't show up to work one day? No, in the break.
Here we go.
Chris needed some help with his computer.
Mm-hmm. And I asked nicely, and you did not move
a
muscle.
I actually did not hear you because I had my headphones
as
on.
As a matter of fact, he rolled his eyes so deep
no,
in the back
I did
of his
not.
Hand that I thought
Well,
they
once I
stuck.
Found out what the request was.
That's what I'm talking
which
about.
Which the request was, can you help me find my email?
Yeah, because normally I have a access to it through the home screen, but it didn't. That particular access did not show up on
didn't
my
exist
screen as it normally does.
Respectfully, Chris, I've never heard of anyone in my life with as much trouble with the simple task.
I don't
a
know
computer.
That it's anyone in your life because I honestly think that I'm reasonably savvy for my age
you
and generation.
You couldn't get to your email just now.
I just did, but without your help, you never moved a muscle. I finally organized it and figured it out without any help from you.
I hear no lies,
and I think, look, I do not claim to be a computer genius, not even close. But for my age and generation, I put myself ahead of most people.
Don't give me that.
Top tier,
oh,
he
easily.
Says.
Don't
top
give
easily.
Me the for my age generation because
top tier.
Just because you're older doesn't mean you can't learn how to use a computer.
I use one all the time.
I mean, it does get more difficult because they keep adding new stuff.
Can I also bring this up now that we're on this subject?
Go ahead.
Last week, Chris needed to bring his computer to Petco to broadcast the game. He failed to inform us that he hasn't updated his computer in like 6 months.
That's
so it
true.
Took 45 minutes for it to update.
That's true.
That's funny.
Guilty as charged. But it did get charged up in time.
It did.
So that
did.
I could be on camera for the show.
And now you got an updated computer at the house now. So you should.
And now my computer at home is working fine. No, Adam was the one that was really fried over that one. Because he was trying to help me and he's like, what is going on with this computer?
I can only imagine.
And it was doing, you know, that little
this
spinny
is during playoff
thing.
Time?
It was during before the game.
Before game four.
He lost.
You know that little spinny thing that happens when your computer says, "Just wait."
The buffering would
like
used to be
just wait. Like, are you? How many people have pulled all kinds of things out of their hair watching that thing go? Because it would be great if they could at least give you
time,
a little bit of a guesstimate.
Not
you know, like say it's going to be 7 minutes. Then you'd go okay.
You're just stuck looking at
but
it.
But you have no idea.
Your computer has to figure out where to start because there's so much to do.
You're right. It had a lot of work. But you know what? I have an updated computer at home now, so I'm pleased by that. Look. I don't know where to go with you today, Scrabe, but do you got anything more you want to get off your anything else you've
you
been
got
hanging
two
on to?
Off in the first couple minutes of this
you
thing.
Know, he said I was a bad dog owner yesterday, and
we proved that you kind of are a little bit.
I'm not a bad dog owner.
Your dog
owner.
Went after another dog.
It did not go. He did
park.
Not go after another
well,
dog.
The person
he,
didn't know that.
It was making everybody uncomfortable.
Didn't know that your dog was going to arrive with good or bad intentions.
Chased
after another animal.
Fair question.
I also found out more about this gentleman.
Oh, see, now
he's done it to other people at the park, too.
Now you've been deep diving into this gentleman because he told you to put a leash on your dog.
No, someone told me because they saw this whole thing go down the other day.
So you went back today?
Yes. This morning. And they were like, hey.
And you're still salty about it?
No, 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 no.
Or somebody unsolicited brought it up to you?
No, my friend from New Zealand, his name's Matt, too. He was like, hey, man, I'm really sorry that that happened because that guy keeps doing it to everyone. He did it to my wife. He did it to, like.
Without you bringing anything
up. Without me bringing it
up to you.
Yes. Well, I walked up to him because that's where he's my boy. He's my New Zealand guy.
Matt.
We talk about New Zealand all the time.
Great.
Okay, I'm sorry, Chris.
I wish I could be a fly on the wall at that dog park.
He's actually a very interesting guy. He grew up in Thailand.
What's happening in downtown Wellington today? That's the capital of New Zealand for those of you uninformed.
He took a little bit for him to catch up to
that. Yeah, it took him a moment. All right, Aztecs, we're going to get to this Eric Hosmer audio shortly. But I think we're going to do more Padres in the next segment. Since we have a free segment, we're going to talk about some of the free agent possibilities for the Padres. So we'll hear what Hosmer had to say then.
He's going to be so happy right now.
But he suggested this idea. Both Tony and I said, eh. And then he just failed to get a guest for the show.
That
so we were left with nothing
not
else to
true.
Do.
That is also not true.
I haven't told one lie yet, no, Tony.
Neither of you guys have. This is makes the show so fantastic.
I did have a guest, but our guest.
You guys are on point today.
Our guest had some other things going on, and so, we had to rain check
it. So the question is, great. What is the end result of the guest not being able to do anything?
You guys having to do a little bit of critical thinking.
That's a.k.a. we have no guest. All right, perfect. Let's hear from Mr. Hosmer.
Oh, you want to hear from him now?
Are we not doing that now?
We'll do Hosmer later. We'll do Aztecs now.
I thought we'd bunch it in with all of the Padres stuff.
Fair enough.
I did want to call attention to my Twitter feed, which I don't normally do, at ChrisLOSD. But I did tweet. I found this on Twitter. I tweeted it out if you guys want to see it. Tony Gwynn Jr. inside the park home run. Do we know what year this was? I asked, I got to tweet it out. You're inside the park home run. He goes, I hit two. Which one?
Yeah.
I was like, really? You hit two of these things, huh?
Yeah.
I haven't seen it yet. Let me pull you.
I think it's great. It's against Arizona.
Oh, this is 2010.
2010. And I love the face plant at home plate.
I was tired.
You were tired. That's a long way to go, right? So beautiful. Kind of a line drive to short left field down the line. Left fielder dove for it.
I think there was
and
the
he did not
one.
Come up with it. So
yeah,
and Dick Enberg on the call. if you listen to it, Tony, you'll hear old Dick Enberg on that. But that's kind of cool. The other thing I tweeted out was a comment from Brian Dutcher today, which was so spot on. I loved it. It's from the Aztec Media Day.
Oh, I saw this. Yeah.
Basketball.
I saw your – I'm just seeing it, I should say.
He said, quote, "I look at it this way. We are 7 and UConn over the last 2 years in the NCAA tournament.
That's good.
We've got 7 tournament wins and 2 losses to the best team in the country." That's Brian Dutcher.
Facts.
And that is facts. And it kind of just reminds you of how lucky we have been to watch this Aztec basketball team, the last 2 winners especially.
Perspective.
And I'm looking forward, you know, to another year. But I will say this. The Aztecs come in, I think, you know, Brian will use this with a little chip on their shoulder. They were predicted 4th. In the Mountain West Conference in the preseason media poll. Now, they did lose, you know, a great talent in Jaden Ledee, and they lost some other key players. But, you know, we talked yesterday about Magoon Gwoth. I can't wait to see this guy play. And they also, the Aztecs, were voted to have the freshman of the year, preseason freshman of the year coming in. So, you know, look, I still think Brian Dutcher and those guys are going to find a way to have a great season. So best of luck to them. But they were picked 4th by the Mountain West, or by the media that covers the Mountain West Conference.
You know,
that's a great quote, though, isn't it, Tony? I mean,
I love that.
7 in UConn. That's, I mean, how many other teams can say they had 7 NCAA tournament wins? Only UConn can say that. They have 10 because they've won back-to-back titles. Or 12.
Farrell Compton is the freshman that they are
touting.
And then you got Waters coming back. I think that's going to be
Bird.
I think he's the one that is probably, you know, we heard from Coach yesterday that they're asking him to do different roles than he had last year.
I think he would be your go-to scorer, right?
I think that's
he's got to be. Yeah, and Miles Bird is back. We know he's got great talent. And, yeah, Gwoth. I mean, 7-footer who can shoot threes dunk on you at will.
It sounds like he plays the post, plays the wing.
It's going to be fun to watch this guy. And they I love their 2 transfers. I mean, Wayne McKinney was really a star at USD the last few years, and he comes over as a transfer. And then Nick Boyd. Boyd started on that Florida Atlantic team that the Aztecs beat in the Final Four.
Yeah.
So he comes over.
That's very cool to me because that seems like whatever the Aztecs did while they played against him, he was like, I need to be a part of that.
I'd like to be part of that one. But look, the expectations are high for me for San Diego State basketball because I'm used to them being so
good. That's the standard that they've set.
They've set the standard. But if they had a, you know, I don't know, 16-12 year, I wouldn't complain about it. I mean, what they've given us the last few years has just been incredible. And we'll see, you know, if they can reboot.
I would be a little disappointed.
Would you if 16-12 years we want better than
I
that?
I just think this program is
right
beyond that.
Should be a 20.
Yeah.
Should be.
I'm not saying they got to go out and have single digit loss years
right
every year.
Yeah.
But I do feel like this team is always talented, and you know they're well coached. So that alone, to me, puts you in that close to 20 at least, right there.
The only player they have on the preseason All Conference team is Reese Waters.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, this is the whether I think it's a fun part of college sports.
I do too.
It's changed a lot now with the NIL and the transfers and guys running all over the place. But the fact that you have a different team every year, I think, makes it interesting, intriguing. You can't wait to watch them and kind of get to know them. Then by the end of the season, you feel like you got it all figured out. Then it changes the next year.
The story just keeps adding to itself as the season goes on. This is the one part of the Mountain West that, you know, I think in the last few years you feel good about. It's the basketball side. There's always
it's a good conference.
Some good teams.
Boise's going to be really good. They got 3 guys on the all-conference team already.
This conference has gotten deeper, too. There was a time where it was like the top 5 teams were always the ones that were kind of competing. Now It just feels like everybody is good in this conference.
Not only that, every road trip is difficult. Yeah, no We've talked about it before.
Yeah,
they're not ranked, right? They did not get the preseason ranking.
No.
So why? I know that they keep having turnover of players and everything, but why are voters not realizing that Brian Dutcher can put together a team that's worth being ranked?
That's actually a really good question, Scott.
Yeah, that's fair.
I think that they're stuck in kind of the whole old San Diego State idea, right?
So, and I think they're still stuck in the mindset of being in a lesser conference,
right.
Even though, as you just said, Tony, the Mountain West the last few years has been every bit as good, if not better, than the Pac-12.
Oh,
and
for
before
sure.
the Pac-12 broke up.
For sure.
But the Mountain West is better basketball, but I think they're still considered a lesser conference. So they lose a guy like Jaden Ledee, people say, well, they're not going to, you know, there's no way they can replace that.
I think that's a great point. I mean, at the very least, when you look at, like, let's say a Tom Izzo, no matter what his squads look like,
right,
they get the benefit of doubt because of how great of a coach he is.
They also get the ESPN top 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and 7 recruits,
I'm saying in years they haven't gotten that.
Yeah.
The Michigan State is a team that you respect. I just use Izzo as an example because of how great a coach he is, and I think Dutch needs to start being elevated.
Got to consider Dutch one of the best right now.
Up in one of those, in that level, to me.
Don't disagree.
Ron says on the chat, down year in conference, best talent overall, I can't wait.
It's going to be fun. And you know what? Even if they don't win every game, a night at Viejas Arena is about as fun as it gets.
Remember, you got Gonzaga coming to town this year.
They're coming on November 18th.
I'm definitely trying to go to that.
I'm already going to be begging for tickets for that.
Tony, are you going to be begging or are they?
Yeah, I'm going to beg too.
Okay. One of you begged for me too.
Well, I think I got a chance unless I mention you.
Another
shot. And I continue to blow him out. It's just a half hour into the show. It could get ugly. I'm a clown.
He's got the magic buttons over there.
He does have the buttons. I don't have access to the buttons. All right. Here we go for another 2 hours of God knows what. Gwynn and Chris, we will talk some Padre potential free agents. Hear what Eric Hosmer had to say about Ohtani and the Dodgers recruiting all kinds of great talent. Yeah, that is kind of my feeling on that as well. Gwynn and Chris, 97.3 The Fan.
2:39 on the clock. Tony Gwynn Jr., Chris Ello, Matt Scrave, Yankees with a 1-0 lead. Who's that who got the single, Chris?
Trevino, the backup catcher who's in the game in place of Austin Wells. Because the lefty's on the mound, and I said, what is Aaron Boone doing? Putting Trevino in.
Pushing on the right button.
Trevino got the base hit, though, so there you go. 1-0 Yanks.
Despite Chris and I's protests, we will go over some free agents that the Padres could attack.
And you'll have to explain why you're protesting.
They will protest it because
it's too early for this.
3-4 days after they lost.
I'm ready.
Still licking my
wounds. We've got a long time.
Run it back.
Well, then why do we need to do the free agents?
Yeah, if you're going to run it back, we're not getting any free agents.
Yeah,
we're getting all the 26 guys.
Run it back with different players.
Yeah. I think it's fun to mention some of the possibilities.
Yes,
okay?
I just want to get your
but
guys.
I mean, everyone's going to say, are you going to get this guy, going to get that? How do we know? I don't know. They're not going to spend any money, are they?
We don't know
that yet.
That's my point, is we don't know anything yet.
Yeah, we're speaking from a position of...
All we're doing is notifying people of who may be to watch out there.
Is that a pickoff right there?
I think... old Trevino, the catcher, just got picked off first base.
He takes and he gives it back.
Yeah, what was that?
I do like the umpire cam, though. That's pretty sweet.
How was the guy?
It looks like, what's the superhero with the, that,
you got
super
me.
Smart.
As soon as
Tony
you say
Stark,
super.
Tony Stark.
Iron Man.
It looks like an Iron Man metal part in the middle of the
really?
Chest. The camera does, yeah. Check him out when they show
up. I will.
This is just bad baseball. This is bad baseball.
Interesting moment in between the break. Adam Klug, our boss, walked in and like randomly gave me a big hug. Didn't know what it was for at first. But earlier, before the show started, he was joking when he told Chris, you know, that I hate him, basically, which is
told me that? I didn't even hear him say
yeah,
that.
Yeah, he was telling you, at least, because you said something about liking him, and he said, well, at least one of you guys does, because the other one hates me or something along those lines.
I think he's That's telling right. the truth.
It's not true at all.
Why are you trying to stir the pot over here?
No, I'm not stirring the pot. I just...
You're not stirring the pot? You're just claiming that Tony does really hate him?
Okay, I mean, that's Tony doesn't stirring really hate the pot. Anyone. He doesn't really hate anyone.
No kidding, man. Come on.
But, you know, Adam sometimes comes in here and tries to have talks with Tony, and Tony just is like not having it. So
it's nothing about having it. I'm just dialed into what.
Yeah,
I'm doing
on your
right
Instagram.
Adam is a look. I mean, we've all had a lot of bosses over the years. Adam is way up the list. All right,
for sure.
But, and I have to say this. Sorry, Adam. I'm sure he's listening out there.
He definitely is.
But he does have the ability to come in with a question or a point, and an
inopportune
moment.
Yes. I don't agree with this assessment.
Yes, you do.
Adam
has that.
Truth,
he has that kind of like a lot of our wives. I hate to say it.
Adam, you and I are the same.
Kind of like a lot of our wives.
Great.
No. Two outs, bases loaded, bottom of the ninth. Honey, do you have a second?
That is a great
Not really.
Comparison.
I don't really have a second.
I'm going to defend Adam because...
This is not the time.
I'm going to defend Adam because
that
he can't...
That is a great comparison right
He can't get things done when you guys are out of the office because you don't respond to his messages. So
not
we have
true.
To do
true.
That
not
in
true
the
at
office.
All. I respond to every not message true. He ever writes me. If I see it, but then again, you claim that I don't know how to work a computer, so that explains why maybe I don't see it sometimes.
All right, shout out to Adam.
Thank you, Adam.
I appreciate the help.
I stand by my statement that you're one of the best bosses I've ever had.
I also stand by it that, you know, you have a lot of factors in there that remind us of our wives.
I apologize, Adam.
But hey, Adam, bottom line, we love our wives, so there you go.
Key point again.
Another key point. So.
Let's talk a little about Eric Hosmer. He has the great podcast, Digging Deep, that I think is really good and actually pretty informative. He has a take, and I'm watching Scraby in his body language right now.
I
indicate that he
up.
Doesn't have it teed up. So
I do. I got to reload it.
I'm trying to stall a little bit longer.
I got to reload it for some reason.
Yankees.
They got one.
They got one. They didn't get another one.
Trevino knocked in the RBI and then got picked off base. So 1-0.
1-0 as they head into the second.
Right.
Bottom of the second. Here is Eric Hosmer's take on what he thinks Ohtani and the Dodgers are up to.
Is Shohei Ohtani low-key building a super team out there in L.A. with all of his boys?
Oh, what a take.
You know what I'm saying? Ohtani signs with the Dodgers, has his boy Yamamoto sign as well, defers all of his money. Sasaki is now going to be a free agent next year. So the viewership is going to continue to rise. I'm telling you, I think that is going down. I think that's what he's doing. But he wants to win, and you got to respect it.
Sasaki, let's talk.
You know, Sasaki, right, the next unbelievable guy.
He's the one that's going to post here, meaning teams will have a chance to pay his organization to have a window of negotiation. No, they don't do that no more, I don't think.
I don't know how
I know teams
work.
Have to, like,
I just know that these guys come from Japan and they immediately land in Los Angeles and they're on the team. That's basically how that seems to work.
Or Angels.
Do you think Yu Darvish holds any sort of weight in Japan still? Because he's like a legend.
Here's the deal. It's almost like, I can't really say Kobe, LeBron, but along those lines of you was the generation that Shohei was looking up to.
Right. So Shohei's contemporaries are the guys coming up now.
Now it's the guys who are looking up to Shohei coming. And so Suzuki is the next pitcher out of Japan that is supposed to hit Major League Baseball.
He's a Dodger. The only thing the Dodgers have to do this offseason is make sure they save enough money for Tanner Scott so that Shohei Ohtani will stop striking out every at-bat.
I will say this. I did read, you know, that's one of, you know, our guy's not going to be caught sleeping on this. I'm just saying.
AJ?
Yeah,
Preller?
I'm just saying.
I'm sure he's been on it for a long time.
If chances are, if we're talking about it now, he probably has been on it for like the last 3 years.
And yes, but what can he do if we can't raise the payroll back up? I mean,
that is, I mean,
unfortunately, I don't know that that is going
to
matter.
We're going to need him to work the same magic that he worked this year.
Do you think we're going to get...
Maybe Sasaki will come here and defer all of his money like Ohtani did for the Dodgers. Take after his the guy he looks up to.
Do you think that he will get any sort of clarity on what the Padres are going to do with the payroll? Last year, we knew they were going to cut payroll.
I'm sure he already has the clarity.
But us, like as fans... Us? And
technically, we didn't get clarity last year.
We just knew they had to get under the luxury tax.
No one actually ever came in and said, this is what we're doing. We just kind of all put it together based on the moves that were happening, and then we kind of came to
the conclusion.
But
now they reset it, so they could go back over the tax if they wanted to.
They could.
Am I reading this correctly? Nick Martinez, God love this guy, but $14 million salary this year?
Yes.
Hey.
Wow.
Yes. Remember, his option was for
$14 million? I mean, Nick's like a number 5.5 starter. It's great, but for him.
I mean, he has a player option for 1 year, $12 million coming up.
Tony, you came along too soon, man. I mean, you did. You'd be making $108 million. Anybody that hits two inside the park home runs in 1 year.
Yeah, no. They definitely came up a little too early.
Yeah. Wow, that's a lot.
But I do think that AJ, if there's anything I am a little I'm comfortable with, it's AJ Preller and his work with Nippon Baseball and different baseball leagues, because he's really good at finding talent.
Yeah, no, that's been how the Padres were able to get to this spot we were in this year.
Please, you Darvish. Make Sasaki come to the Padres.
Well, it would be nice. Make him, you know. You're just assuming Sasaki's the greatest pitcher ever. I mean,
they did say
the same thing about Yamamoto, and he was far from that.
Oh, look what happened.
He had some success.
That is true.
He had some success, but he was far from being the greatest pitcher we've ever seen this year.
That's true.
All right, let's go over some of these free agents. We got
Who do you like? Well, we can start with Pete Alonso diving in the dirt at first base.
I knew you guys weren't going to like this one. Here, I will go through and you guys comment. But hour at 97.3 The Fan is brought to you by Buffalo Wild Wings. Buffalo Wild Wings is football. Hey, San Diego sports fans, Buffalo Wild Wings is kicking off football season with two limited time sauces. Try their new Buffalo Bacon sauce for bold notes of smoky bacon, or get the fan favorite hot barbecue before it's gone. Stop by your San Diego B-dubs or order now for takeout and delivery with Buffalo Wild Wings Go. Which sauce are you guys going to try out of those two?
Which ones? What do you mean? Give me
the Buffalo Bacon or hot barbecue.
I don't like either of those.
Buffalo bacon? Yeah. I'll take that.
Yeah, I'd probably go buffalo bacon.
I don't even know if the hot barbecue is like spicy. Yeah.
Is that like dipping sauce?
No, it's like the wing sauce that they put on. You know how Buffalo Wild Wings has tons of sauces.
I usually go with the habanero or the jalapeno.
Oh, mango habanero is very good.
Yeah. Very good. You go hot stuff, Tony.
And I like the dry rubs they have.
You're not as tough when it comes to hot spicy stuff.
I knew he wasn't going in that direction. I felt it. All right, I know you guys don't want Pete Alonso on this team, or at least Chris doesn't want.
I just don't want him. I just don't know if we can afford him.
No, because like his salary this year was $20.5 million. Yeah. His projected salary for next year is $30 million. So Pete Alonso, probably not coming to San Diego. Here's one I kind of like. Shane Bieber of the Guardians. He is a free agent. He does not have any options or anything. Last year's salary, $13 million. He did undergo Tommy John surgery in April. But Shane Bieber is always one of those guys who's very good, and I think that's a good
He started an All-Star game a couple years ago.
Reunite him with Ruben Niebla.
He's from Cleveland. He only pitched 12 innings this year before the Tommy John surgery.
It was in April.
So would that mean he'd be ready for most of the season?
You get ready for most of the season.
You need a right-hander to take Musgrove's spot.
Yeah. Yes, you do.
All right, I'll give you that one, Scrape.
All right.
Good call.
This one also pretty pricey. Corbin Burns of the Orioles. He is a free agent. He got paid $15.6 million last year. He's projected for a $30 million
Another reason why I like Shane Bieber, right? I mean, because of the Tommy John surgery, he's not going to get top dollar.
Yeah.
You know, Corbin is coming off of a pretty good season. He's going to get
top dollar.
Yeah.
I do like farting the bargains.
Yeah, he clearly has played it out this way. He didn't entertain any extension talks. He's pissed off at the Brewers after his arbitration hearing. They trade him to the Orioles. goes there, pitches well. It's really lined up exactly how he would have wanted it.
Yeah, that's true.
So he's going to get paid.
Here's another pitcher that...
Merrill!
I think would be a good fifth pitcher.
Fifth pitcher, huh?
You tell me. Merrill Kelly. Fifth starter for the Diamondbacks. He made $8 million last year. There's a club option for $7 million. I wonder if the Diamondbacks take that, though.
He's 37.
Yeah, he is up there.
But I do like this as a fifth spot, especially for the price tag you're talking about.
I like Martin Perez better, and I think the Padres have too many right-handed starters. They have all right-handed starters, as a matter of fact. Don't mind flipping a lefty in there.
Do you think that it's an indication of how the Padres feel about Martin Perez that they did not use him during the postseason, even though he was on the roster?
No, I think it's more about you only need three starters in the postseason. And you had three that were, you know, pretty good until, you know, Joe went down. And then you really had four, technically, until Joe went down.
Yeah,
so
true.
Remember, Yu Darvish was in the bullpen. So yep. Yu Darvish would have been first up.
True.
Anyway.
Next one. Former Padre. Got better after he left the Padres. Sean Manaea of the Mets. He has a player option for 1 year, $13.5 million. Pretty sure he's going to reject that.
Depends on the price tag.
How? Because he's probably going to get, with the year that he's had, he's probably going to get...
You never know what's going to happen. I mean...
20 mil?
He's 32. He's left-handed, as Chris wants. With the right price tag, yeah. I think we just...
Do you have a problem running it back with the same guy?
I don't, because, listen, I think...
Not anymore,
remember,
right?
Remember, you know, we got Sean, got off to a great start. And then he kind of, you know, went the other way. He had one of his worst seasons. Took him a full another season to kind of find himself. But I think a lot of guys who go through, those type of years and then come out on the other side, they're more rock steady at that point.
They've been through it.
They kind of know.
The
what
other
to
thing
do.
They targeted this in the telecast the other night, John Smoltz. Who, by the way, the more I watch,
awesome,
the smarter he gets.
John Smoltz is always
unbelievable. If you really want to try to understand what pitchers are thinking and trying to get batters out, listen to this guy.
Yeah.
Because he's telling you what they're thinking and even telling you what the batter's thinking most of the time. That's why he was so good when he pitched, because he knew what the batter was thinking. He could pitch against that.
It's much along those lines.
It's really smart.
When we played that Bonds and Maddox clip, they were literally saying the same thing and not in a completely
reading
different
each other's minds.
That is what John Smoltz does.
Smoltz is really good. Manaea be good, though.
All right, Nick Martinez, probably too expensive. Jock Peterson, probably too expensive. Blake Snell, I will say, and I've said this on the Scraby Show, I don't think they should pay him to come back to San Diego. They could use that money elsewhere. I need a full year of Blake Snell if I'm going to pay him $35 million a year.
He gave everybody much a full year his last year here.
He did. But what did he do last year, Tony?
Well, he didn't have a full year last year.
And whose fault was that?
You can pick a couple different people.
I feel like that money could be used elsewhere. I don't know why I'm doing this.
I'll take Blake Snell because I like him.
Yeah, I take him too.
And it's not my money.
Certainly isn't mine. Let's get to break. 3 o'clock hour on the way. Daily Gambit. Who's winners? Who's losers?